A4.
Number 15B.
So, we can see that if we study the seven synonymous terms per se, just as we have been doing it at the beginning of our study, just first to get our elements, that is not enough. That then when we have the elements, we have to see how to give to those elements meaning. And therefore, every order of those 5,040 will give us some kind of meaning. But that is not the important thing. The important thing is, how do we give meaning to something so that it is so fundamental that it lends itself for further development? And Mrs. Eddy could see, that's why she changed those orders constantly and constantly, she could see that she must first define the meaning of what she wants to bring out with those seven synonymous terms. And she could see that meaning would lie in something very fundamental, namely in the four sides of the city, in the four phases of that calculus of Word, Christ, Christianity, and Science. In other words, she had seven synonymous terms, and she wouldn't know how to order them until she could realize, I must order them so that they are adapted to something else, namely to the category of Word. And therefore, there is only one way of stating the Word, because the Word itself gives you the order. It says the Word means that it is a self-declaration of being, where you can start out from the primary insight of being, mind. Without mind, nothing can be seen. And must lead thought from the primary first light to the climax in love. How to do that? And so you can see that she would have as a primary idea the meaning of the word. How can I state in a clearly ordered way the creative word, the Logos? By the word everything was made. How can I state the creative line of God? And there is no other way but to state it the way she has it now. To start with the Creator and end with love as fulfillment. And in between must the order be so that the order is logical. Starting from mind in a logical way to spirit, to soul, principle, life, truth, and love. And so there is only one way of using the seven synonymous terms when it has to fulfill one purpose, namely that category of the word. And therefore you can see very easily that the moment she asks another question than the word, when she asks the question of the Christ, when she asks the question, how does God translate itself to the point of specific idea? Then you can easily see that she must somewhere start with the principle and end with mind as idea. And in between must be that translatability, the order of how principle step by step translates itself to the point of idea in mind. And therefore must give a completely different order. Yes? And so is Christianity. Christianity is a completely different question than the Word and than the Christ. It has a different meaning and purpose. And because it has a different meaning and purpose, therefore the order must be different or it wouldn't bring out the same. We can't bring out Christianity through the Word. That would be illogical. Or to present Christianity as the Christ. That is not possible. So, in order to bring out a completely new sense and meaning of being, namely that of Christianity, she had to use those seven synonymous terms again in a different order, in that order which would build up that Christianity. Yeah? But when she came to science, she couldn't do it anymore that way. Because science says, I interpret the word and the Christ and Christianity. Therefore, in science, I can use the seven synonymous terms no more as a linear way. I must use it as a structural way, taking in the Word and the Christ and Christianity. And they are only three, the Word, Christ, Christianity, making the fourth science. And so she had to do something completely different to what Moses already did long before, that she structured the linear way, took the linear way and structured it, and transformed the seven into the four, as we'll see. Isn't that terrific? That out of all the possibilities, you know, that are possible in arranging those seven synonymous terms, she introduced new categories. She introduced the category of Word, Christ, Christianity, and said, they give you my line of reasoning. And in order to bring out that line of reasoning, I have to put the seven synonymous terms into a different order, so that every time a new story would come out of it.
Yeah.
Well, to my sense, it takes a lot of spiritual sense. And I think that's the reason why it took even her so long to weigh and weigh spiritually, to get the synonymous terms right in her consciousness, to identify those synonymous terms so that they were really bringing out the nature of God. See, that's why you have it, that even as late as this century, at the beginning of this century, she would change in the same sentence from one edition to the other edition, say she would change spirit into mind, or spirit into soul, things like that, in the same sentence. And that shows us, you see, that she was feeling out the spiritual identity of those terms, and little by little just polish it and polish it and polish it. She would, even as late as 1906, compared with 7, say, capitalize a term which she had not capitalized, like truth, may have been in the same sentence with lowercase, and in the next edition put it on capitalized, or vice versa. Can you see, when one compare those editions, and that's the value of having some of these editions, just to see what happened in the spiritual evolution of her consciousness, that she was polishing and polishing and polishing and polishing her spiritual sense until it had scientific sense. And then she could say, okay, now this is my final edition. She was satisfied with it and could say, all right, the last edition is that edition which you should study. Yes? Okay. So here we have that point that we must see, that those seven synonymous terms, as given in the question, what is God, and answered, God is mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, is therefore the answer to the Word. I ask, what is it? I ask for a statement. I ask for a revelation of the nature of God, for a self-declaration of God, and therefore gives us the Word sense of the seven synonymous terms. Now, the point is that Mr. Dawley began to see very soon in his study that the 7 days of creation really had such a creative order too, that the days of creation actually asked the same question as Mrs. Eddy asked in recapitulation, namely, what is God? That the 7 days of creation are a self declaration of being, and instead of saying in the Bible that God said, I'm mind, I'm spirit, I'm soul, I'm principle, I'm life, truth, and love, it used the symbolism of their time, and instead of saying, let there be mind, it said, let there be light, and light was a symbol which we would use even today for those ideas of mind, as intelligence, the creative intelligence, that which disperses ignorance, the darkness, and so on. And you can see that those seers, whoever they were, who were writing the first record of creation, and you know that though the first record of creation is at the beginning of the Bible, that record was written way long afterwards, around about 550 B.C. One thinks it was written when the Israel was in the Babylonian captivity, that healthy, most healthy period where they begin to realize what it is all about, what is God, what is reality, and they began to think out the fresh about reality. And it seems that in that priestly code, they were taking old statements of cosmological statements and putting them into a monistic sense and presenting those stories that were long in use into a new form, into completely monistic form, pure, as an ordered statement of God's revelation of its own nature. So here we have to see that order is very important, that order is heaven's first law. The very first law we really encounter here is order, and that order gives information, understanding to something. So the 7 days of creation, as the word order, give us an ordered process of thinking. Mrs. Eddy says about these 7 days of creation, she says, in its genesis, see, Genesis indicates the law of creativity. So whenever we want to be creative, whenever we are engaged in creative activity, this law applies to us. In its genesis, the science of creation is stated in mathematical order. You can see again, she comes back to the spiritual mathematics and says, look here, these things in the Bible, they are not just symbolism. Embedded into it, perhaps hidden in it, is a great mathematical order, spiritual mathematical order. These statements are not put there at random. So in its genesis, the science of creation is stated in mathematical order, beginning with the lowest form and ascending the scale of being up to man. So here we have the word, the creative word, stated now, no more as just John said it, that the beginning is the Word and the Word was with God, stating now the inner order of that Word, the inner law of that Word, in a sevenfold progressive order, which we could call today really the law of creative thinking, the law of innovation, of creative innovation, because it shows us how we should go about when a new idea should be born to us, so that we take care of that idea until that idea finds its fulfillment. And this order of the days of creation seemed to be a very fundamental order, because right after the first record of creation, Mrs. Eddy would state and say, the spiritual record of creation, which is our 7 days, should be engraved on the understanding and heart with the point of a diamond and the pen of an angel. Should be strong, definite, and yet it is like an angel. It has all the promise within itself. And therefore, when we began to see round about 1936, 37, the order of the 7 days of creation, we began to culture ourselves over years and years and years in this law of creativity. It's the law which would show how from an initial idea we can proceed step by step so as to find the final achievement, the fulfillment of that idea. Now, to go into that subject would be much, much too big. And so I only want to indicate it so as to give a faint idea of the bigness that is involved in it. This is especially interesting for our age, because our age is full of the demand of being creative. I can't remember any other age that tried to be so creative. Everybody wants to be creative, and there are hundreds and thousands of books coming out about creative innovation, about creativity and how to be creative, It is just coming out, and I think it is because John Dolittle laid such a great stress on the spiritual law of creativity. And we were entertaining that consciousness over years and years and years. And always when an idea is entertained spiritually, one always can see that somehow after a certain time we have the impact on the world consciousness, and that world consciousness takes it up. And then we usually have to be careful that we don't stay behind. Because, my golly, when the world takes something up, they really go at it. And they make a go of it. And today one is perplexed to see, when one reads these books on creativity, that most of them show it that each creative act goes through seven stages. And analyzing those seven stages, when one has the tone of it and tonality of it, you can see that they have the same stages as the days of creation and as the world order. You know, these are the big things. These are much bigger than to heal somebody of corn. Much bigger. Corns, huh? Yeah. Think. Think how we can heal the world instead of corns. If we could show, you see, the fundamental spiritual law of creativity. Yeah. And that law is order. And therefore, to understand that order is fundamental. What does it say? And I just go quickly through it and hope that I can give you the atmosphere and the feel of it. Let's just quickly go through the days of creation as short as possible and see what happens. See, the first stage says, let there be light, intelligence, idea, the breaking in of a light, of a new idea. The second stage says, let there be a firmament. Let it divide. Let that idea be set aside from all the other wrong concepts. Let us focus on that right idea. Focus, point of spirit. Come to spirit. The third day says, let the waters be gathered together so that the dry land appears. The identity, the clear-cut, definite identity of that initial idea begins to appear and takes form. Identity of soul. Always when one ponders in the second and puts out of the way what does not belong to the idea and concentrates on the idea and ponders the idea, reflects on the idea, that's all spirit, then that has within itself the power to bring forth the crystal clear idea, the identity. The fourth stage said in the days of creation, let there be lights, and that they be for signs, and for seasons, and days, and years. Can you see the whole system? All nicely classified, systematized, and you can see that the further step is to put this idea into its system, to see its place value within the system. Then it rules, it governs, it gathers demonstrative power. The fifth day says, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that has life. You see that the moment we have come to principle and touch principle, that principle begins to operate and multiply abundantly, abundant life. Once we have seen the principle of something, it begins to live. The sixth day says, let us make men in our image and likeness, and let them have dominion. And we see that this consciousness begins to have dominion, begins to prove itself and show its value and give its demonstration and show that it really can have dominion over ignorance, that we have found the answer. And then the seventh comes and says, all right, the heaven and the earth, they're finished. There is peace, there is rest, there is a sense of fulfillment, and thought is at ease and at rest. This is the sevenfold order as given in the days of creation. But that sevenfold order of creativity is being presented in dozens and dozens of ways in the Bible and in the textbook. For instance, One of the very first order that John Dorley saw right back in 1915 was that order in the third degree of the scientific translation of Mortal Mind on page 116, where on the third degree of understanding of greatest information, which must rest on order or we don't have information, that there Mrs. Eddy gives us a reality seven qualities, and if we look at them, we see that they correspond again with the seven synonymous terms as given in the definition of God. They read wisdom, purity, spiritual understanding, spiritual power, love, with a small l, health, holiness. Now, what does it mean? Again, it says, every creative act starts with wisdom, with light. Let there be light. Let there be intelligence. Can you see that it starts with wisdom? And then the second is purity. What is purity? Like the second day of creation, it's a firmament that separates and excludes everything that does not belong to the spiritual. That's purity. And it's not mixed up, no mingling between spirit and matter, no mingling between opposites, when the one and the only is there in all its purity. The third is spiritual understanding. We know that this is when we are very definite in our understanding about everything. Spiritual understanding is like saying you are definitely understanding what is going on. Then comes spiritual power, and you can see at once that it has to do with principle, with the power of principle to demonstrate itself, with the governing power. The fifth is love. That always makes a little bit of difficulties, because love with a small l is not just a quality of love, capital L, but love means to lay down the mortal sense of things. It means to rise above the mortal sense of things. And the sixth one is health, and you can see it's the day, the sixth day, the day of health, of wholeness, man, and the seventh is holiness, which is, gives again a sense of love as that sense of glory and of fulfillment. Now, I just pinpointed that they correspond with the seven, but that is not so much of great interest. What is much more of interest is to go back to this again and say to oneself, are these seven terms put into a meaningful order? And is that meaningful order actually the order of creation, of creativity? And that is so. And that's the greatest point to think out. It's not so much what we have to learn that we say, oh yes, there are seven, and those seven are in the same order as the definition of God. We have tomorrow then to see why the order, think of Hamlet, why the order is more important and gives more understanding and more information than the single facts and elements per se. So I will do that tomorrow.